fantasy football today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
Get your lineup set. It's time for Start or Sit.
Let's go.
Now here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Well, we like to do Start or Sit for the AFC home games on our Thursday shows, but hey, there aren't that many AFC home games. So Dolphins, Rams, Redskins, Packers, for whatever reason, you're in. Welcome to the show. It is Thursday. It is November 17th. Adam, Heath, and Dave right now. We have a special guest, and we will have Jamie eventually. But guys, Jamie broke his finger yesterday. He has a boo-boo.
Oh, Jamie breaks his finger.
His pinky.
Had to go to the ER. He is probable for today's podcast.
Yeah.
Probable for the rest of the season.
Should be fine, but we'll have to give them a hard time. And no team goes into the season without a game plan, and Buffalo Wild Wings knows that football fans need a game plan that's built for game day glory. A game plan that should include 21 signature sauces and seasonings, a great lineup of beer taps, and an arsenal of wall-to-wall TVs. All of those details make for a game day game plan that can't be beat. So win or lose, if you're a football fan, you still win at having the best game day atmosphere around. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. We do it for you because you're a football fan. Pretty good place to be if you need to watch some games on Sunday. All right, I'm pumped for today's show. I don't know how many. I kind of feel like the games are easier this week than they were last week. You guys can let me know if you agree. I do want to do some backfield breakdowns because Kristen Michael is a Packer, so I want to know how you feel about the Packers, the Seahawks, the Patriots, the Ravens, the Eagles, the Giants. Those backfields, what you predict, and of course we'll do some start or sit. But you know what game I'm looking forward to?
Oh God, here it comes.
Green Bay, Washington.
I know what you're looking forward to.
You know why? You know, we get to hear the song.
Let's hear it.
Oh, Sunday night.
Hey Adam, who sings that song?
Oh, who? Dave, who's on the podcast today?
Well, that would be Scott Sheriff, who is a longtime friend of the podcast. He's been on before. He makes almost an annual trip. He's the unofficial pianist of the Fantasy Football Today podcast.
Yeah.
He is the official pianist. Is that the right term? Pianist or keyboardist?
Keyboardist. Vocalist.
Of Carrie Underwood. And Carrie is in South Florida, and Scott's in town touring with her. And he's a diehard fantasy football junkie. And we've been talking DFS and his lineups and all that stuff this morning. And I'm just wondering, you've obviously heard Carrie sing, whether it's the Sunday night theme song or the Something Bad song, which is what the Sunday night theme song is based on. And now you've just heard Adam sing. How long could Adam last as a recording artist with that voice?
I think he'd probably wouldn't get it within the city limits of Nashville.
Yeah.
So true. He wouldn't be at the Grand Ole Opry. Could he perform on Broadway?
On Broadway?
Not New York's Broadway. Nashville's Broadway.
I'm thinking like he's not so much a country music artist, but like the Weird Al of country music.
If he brought his guitar and maybe played some Bryan Adams, then maybe he could be.
So for you longtime listeners, Scott is the listener who came in and played the keyboard for Dave when Dave did the Bryan Adams parody. So Scott's been around forever. He's one of our best listeners. And I felt so bad because, you know, I say some stuff on the podcast. You never think it's going to be personal. You never think it's going to come back to bite you. But, you know, insulting the Carrie Underwood, it's not Carrie Underwood, but
yes,
insulting the Sunday night theme song and then hearing from Scott, I was like, oh God, this sucks. This is a bad feeling right now. So I would like to apologize, Scott. She's wonderful.
I was listening to the podcast and I had to come here and, you know, defend the honor of all the Carrie Underwood fans and Care Bears out there. And, you know, because the theme is based on a number one hit song.
How many number one hit songs do you have, Adam?
Can you tell us how cool Carrie Underwood is?
Oh, she's great. It's an honor to be playing on stage with her every night. She just brings it, and she's an extremely hard worker. And looking forward to the show on Sunrise tonight.
Now, let me ask you this. How good of a fantasy football owner is Carrie Underwood? Like, how's she doing in her leagues and in her DFS?
I don't think she has any teams.
She doesn't play.
No.
Does she watch Sunday Night Football?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe when we're not having a show.
Right. Yeah. But, well, she DVRs it.
I know she's a rabid hockey fan, especially the Nashville Predators. So,
well, Scott, yeah. I am sorry, and it's always good to hear from you. We appreciate, even when I insult, you know, indirectly insult you, that you still listen. And I will watch it now. I will do a better job singing the Sunday night song going
forward.
How
about you just don't sing?
Okay, I could do that too. Yeah.
Good.
But it's good to hear from you, Scott. Thanks, man.
No, I'm glad to be here. It should be fun.
All right, let's get into it now. Let's get some stats that may or may not matter. You tell me, guys. Dante Moncrief has outscored T.Y. Hilton in three of the four games he has played this season. Hilton was hurt during one of them. But Moncrief has played four games. He's outscored Hilton three times. Does that mean Moncrief is the best Colts wide receiver going forward?
I'm not ready to say that. I still think Hilton's upside keeps him in the conversation as a better pass catcher than Moncrief. Moncrief, I think, is a very steady Eddie. 10, 11, 12 fantasy points in a non-PPR. Add 5 for PPR. That's pretty good. Hilton's going to be more up and down than that, but I think Hilton, the upside is much higher than 12 fantasy points.
And we're going with both of them this week against the Titans?
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to.
I still have Hilton as a number one, Moncrief as a number two.
Hey, Adam.
Yes?
What's Bart Simpson's favorite candy bar?
Butterfingers.
What is 007's arch nemesis?
Dr. Evil?
No, Goldfinger.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Sammy Coates is here!
Here we go.
Sammy Coates!
Is in the house. Look at that thing. All for a pinky? You've got this big old cast on you.
Yep.
So what happened? How did that happen?
I got in a fight. And...
No, you didn't.
No, I tried to catch the same thing happened to me last time.
You go wear your glove on the other hand, right?
I wear my glove on my right hand, and I was running in for a fly ball, and I stuck my hand in.
You mean your left?
Oh, you stuck your hand in the glove? Like,
too soon.
I stuck my hand in trying to, you know, use two hands to be fundamentally sound.
That's not fundamental. That's crazy.
And the ball got there before my hand. My hand got there before the ball did.
The two-hand thing is you wait until the ball hits the glove.
Yeah, usually. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Well, being old and clumsy.
Welcome, Jamie.
Like, did you immediately, like, leave and go to the ER? Like, did you know it was broken?
I knew it was broken, having done it before.
Uh-huh.
And I stayed until we got the third out. And then I walked out the field, and I'm like, sorry, guys, I'm done. And so, yeah.
Is this it for you, or are you never going to play softball again?
Is my wife listening?
Of course she's not.
I'll still play again.
All right.
Ah, man, tough break, literally. But Jamie's here, and now we'll keep going. Buffalo allows the most passing yards per attempt in the NFL, but sees the fewest pass attempts in the NFL. That doesn't make any sense. So will Cincinnati throw the ball a little bit here? What do you guys think about Andy Dalton this week?
I like Dalton for that reason, and the matchup is pretty good, and he has owned Rex Ryan. Two career matchups, a minimum of 247 yards and 3 touchdowns. What's so funny? What
the way idea of Andy Dalton owning Rex Ryan?
He does.
Okay.
Go look at how he's done against.
I don't think. I'm sorry.
You're just not a believer in Andy Dalton.
I am probably the biggest believer of Andy Dalton.
You're not a believer in defense coordinator versus player.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I think he's got the scheme, and I don't think Buffalo's defense is that good.
I would agree with your theory if he's faced them a lot of times.
You don't think three times is enough, including last year?
No, I think he's going to play well. But I think your theory of this, like when you do this versus, like there's long hit, like Rex Ryan versus Brady.
Long history,
record.
Most of the time. That, right.
Yes, two times to me is not a good enough base of he owns the scheme.
But I've got him like 14 or 15.
I think
low.
He's
pretty
worth,
close.
I think that's the right range. He's worth starting this week. He's in the same range of Eli and Dak and Stafford. He'll be right around 20 to 22 points. He'll bounce back from last week because he's playing in a daytime slot.
I'm 10th.
He's playing in a daytime slot. Okay, and he is in that range. For Dave, it's Cam, then Dalton, Eli, Winston, Tyrod Taylor. So slightly different than what we see.
I have that choice to make in one of my leagues.
Dalton over Winston.
That's easy. Winston's going to have a bad day.
I think Dalton is a good DFS play, too.
I don't know if there's such a high ceiling, though. That's a problem.
I think there is. I think he can get 3 touchdowns. I don't think he can get like 404, if that's what you're talking about.
No, I don't think he gets 3. I think he's 215 too.
Okay. I'll take the over.
Cool. Okay. Let's see. Next stat here. Houston. And, well, actually, let's go to Pittsburgh first. And just so we can knock this out here. Ben Roethlisberger on the road. He had one road game with more than 20 fantasy points last year. It was 28 fantasy points at Cleveland. So can we just make it easy and say we're not worried about Ben Roethlisberger on the road? He's going to be fine this week.
If it was any other opponent, I would agree with you.
I think he's going to be fine.
You noticed something about this game, Heath.
Well, I didn't notice. I try really hard not to look at weather in the middle of the week because we know that weather forecasts 24 hours in advance are pretty sketchy and 4 days in advance are really sketchy, but somebody did send me a tweet saying, look at the weather forecast for Cleveland on Sunday. And it does look like it's supposed to be in the 30s.
That's no big deal.
It is forecast to be 25 mile an hour plus winds.
That's a big deal.
And there is a chance for snow.
Wow.
If that happens, then no, I'm not going to trust Ben on the road.
But when you say trust, you mean more daily than seasonal. Nobody's benching him in seasonal leagues at this point against Cleveland.
I don't know. Who else do you have?
No, if it's snowing and there's 30 mile an hour winds, I'll bench him.
For who?
Mariota for sure. I've gotten a
Mariota.
Mario's an easy one, but you're not benching him for Tyrod Taylor, are you?
No, for Cousins. Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah, how about Cousins? I think that's pretty.
I would move Cousins for sure.
For sure.
All right. Well, how about if you have to make the choice tonight between the two quarterbacks going tonight or Ben Roethlisberger with this weather factor?
Them ahead of Ben, I think. Actually, I have Cam one spot behind him. I'll start Breeze over him for sure.
I would.
But who has Breeze and Ben? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, probably not.
A few people, I bet, who have Breeze and Ben.
Just a few.
They're
not
ridiculous.
A lot.
The rest of their team is okay.
Remember, Roethlisberger was hurt for a spell. There could have been people who cut him then.
And we downgraded him when we found out Ladarius Green was not going to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he was. There are people that probably made that.
I mean, we're talking about 2% of the audience.
Yeah, it's not much. Okay.
Adam, is the show over?
Show's over, guys. Say thanks. Good stuff, Carrie Underwood. And go see her in concert. Now, Houston, they do have a pretty good pass defense. I think third best in the NFL. Three quarterbacks have scored between 21 and 25 fantasy points against Houston. Sam Bradford, Andrew Luck, who needed a rushing touchdown and 53 rushing yards, and Blake Bortles, who needed 49 pass attempts. Now you look at the guys who have not scored 20 fantasy points. Mariota's in there. Matthew Stafford's in there. The rest is kind of junk. But I noticed that you guys all have Cooper and Crabtree pretty high. I think top 16, top 17 for both. Maybe I'm a little off. But not a ton of love for Derek Carr this week. So this game's in Mexico City. Heath does have Carr 10th. He's the high guy. Dave and Jamie have Carr 14th. What do you think? Heath, you're the high guy on Derek Carr, so you're less concerned, it seems. You have him 10th.
Well, I mean, you read off the names of adequate quarterbacks that they've faced, but really they've definitely faced three top 10 quarterbacks all year. And then Jay Cutler, Alex Smith, Brissett, Simeon, Bradford, Bortles. I don't think they're a bad defense, but I don't think they're an elite defense either. And that's not enough to make me bench Derek Carr.
Okay.
There's a 4-game sample size of what Derek Carr, I think, is, where it's one great game in his last four. And I think based on what we saw from their last game, I really think that's what they want to be as close to as possible, which is lean on that offensive line, run. Not necessarily make Derek Carr game manager, but not make him what we saw against Tampa Bay, where he's throwing the ball 40-plus times.
I mean, that was a monster game for him. And you're talking about the 4-game stretch. And all the other ones, he's been below 15 fantasy points.
Right. And so I think
Kansas City, I just want to say who he played. Kansas City,
yep.
Jacksonville, Denver.
Yep. Good defense.
Not, but
they're in the same range as Houston.
Absolutely.
That's not what I'm saying. Two of those are – and maybe it's just my interpretation of Houston's defense. I think the Chiefs and the Broncos are much better defenses than the Texans.
I would agree with that. But I would say that Jacksonville and Houston, I would take Houston over Jacksonville.
Right.
Especially now that
I might take Houston over Kansas City, too. Their secondary has been playing very
they
well.
Might. I mean, depending on which Kansas City you're talking about, Kansas City then versus Kansas City now, the Chiefs now should be better with Houston and Ford healthy. In any event,
yes,
I think the fact that Boye is healthy, practiced yesterday, that's going to be bad for the Raiders' passing attack. I think – and I have them ranked relatively high, the receivers, and the way I approach it is almost very similar to how I approached Andy Dalton and the Bengals guys. I like Tyler Eifert. I like AJ Green. Those guys delivered. I think the Raiders receivers can deliver with Carr being under 20 fantasy points. I think it'll be right around 19, 18 points. He's still a very safe start. I would put him in the same range. You know, Heath, that you have him 10. I would say he's in the same range as Dalton. I just don't see that monster game coming for Carr. And I think that there are better right. guys out there for you this week.
The guy,
but he could easily play very well. It's, I don't think the Houston secondary is as daunting as the stats suggest.
The guys that they have ranked ahead of Carr, that I have Carr ranked ahead of, are Dalton, Manning, Dak, Tyrod. So, I mean, it's not, all those guys are in the same range. The difference between those four guys is really, really small.
Okay. We'll come back to some more stats in a little bit. Let's go to the news and notes. Tom Brady has a quad injury, and Rob Gronkowski did not practice, and I don't think we expect him to play at San Francisco. Do you worry about Tom Brady at this point, guys?
I could see them being run heavy this week, but, I mean, you know me. I buy into the intangibles probably more so than anybody. He's from the Bay Area. He grew up a 49ers fan. I would imagine this is his last time playing there. So my guess is it's not like he's going to say, hey, Bill, let's just hand off to LeGarrette all day long. It's a very beatable defense. He doesn't have to do much to be good. So, I mean, you downgrade him without Gronk being there, but I still think he has enough weapons and enough success to be a top five-ish quarterback.
Is this right that this is his first game ever in San Francisco?
Maybe.
I'm looking at the Pro Football Reference game log. He's played the 49ers twice at home, 226-2-1. 443-1-2, both of those games from, one is from the Harbaugh era, and one is from, I don't know, 2005. I mean, it was so long ago.
Is that Singletary?
And or Nolan, one of the two. And the first one was in the last game of the year. It's random. But I guess he's never played in San Francisco. Could that possibly be the case?
Yeah, I mean, he's only would have faced them every 3 years. And so.
Every four years.
But yeah, yeah, yeah. It should be every 8 years in San Francisco.
Do we know? That's not necessarily true. They don't alternate the home and road.
Yes, they do.
They do?
I thought no. they did. No?
I don't think they necessarily
do. All right. Well, by the way, what I really wanted to look up was
how he does without Gronk.
How he does when he didn't throw a touchdown pass in the previous game. It's pretty rare, but we can look that up. We'll preview that game tomorrow. But I just feel like getting two bad games in a row from Brady in fantasy, I would bet against it. Jordan Howard practiced, so he looks like he's going to play, right?
Yep.
Okay.
John Fox is a knucklehead.
Theo Riddick was limited in practice with an ankle injury. Is this a concern right now? They have Jacksonville coming to town.
No, he's been dealing with this, getting a rest day in practice almost every week.
Okay. Carolina center Ryan Khalil looks like he's on track to play tonight. And New Orleans cornerback Delvin Bro is questionable for tonight's game. And Green Bay signed Kristen Michael. Okay, awesome.
Truthers are still alive.
It really makes me so mad because I do have some Starks, and I did drop Kristen Michael on Tuesday night, like a lot of people did. And now, do I have to go out and pick up? Well, I'm not going to get him in the leagues I dropped him. I'm last on waivers for him. Do I have to go out and pick up Kristen Michael though, wherever I can?
I don't think it's a priority ad, but I'll say what I said yesterday. If you have an open roster spot, I didn't drop him in my 12-team leagues. I'll see what happens over the next couple weeks, unless I need to make a move. He'll be a guy that I get rid of. Starks is still going to be their guy. But, I mean, look, if he gets a chance, and Starks has proven to be injury prone and ineffective, you know, this is a guy that's shown when he knows an offense, which is rare, when he gets an opportunity, which is rare, he can give you some production. It's not going to be great, but.
I would expect don't pick him up thinking, well, if he doesn't do anything this week, I'm going to drop him again. He's not going to do anything at all this week.
Who would you rather have rest of season, Kristen Michael or Sammy Watkins?
I'll go Sammy.
I will too.
There's more upside with Watkins.
Well, who would you rather have rest of season, Kristen Michael or James Starks?
Starks.
If I'm willing to take a wide receiver who might not play again this year, I'm pretty sure I'll take a running back.
Well,
who...
you're only taking him with the thought that he's going to play again this year.
Well, of course, that's the hope. That there's a chance. You can't admit that there's not a chance for him.
Sure,
not
but
play
I'm
this year.
Keeping Kristen Michael over Paul Perkins at this point.
Okay. Now,
yeah, I guess. I don't know if I really like either one, unfortunately.
All right, we're going to do this quickly here. Backfield breakdowns. I'm going to go. I just want one analyst to weigh in. I'll start with Heath. You got the Packers. Give me your thoughts on the Packers backfield rest of season. Go.
I think James Starks is the man, but that role is not necessarily that desirable. He's a borderline number two running back this week because he has a good matchup. Most weeks he's flexish.
Dave, you've got Seattle. Go.
All the reports say that Thomas Rawls will be eased back into action. And I think eventually he will be the lead back with Procise handling passing downs work.
You like Procise better this week?
I actually have Rawls ranked higher this week, but it's something I'm going to have to really consider changing.
Okay.
Pete said, though, that he's full go.
Pete Carroll's a liar.
And he's full of practice. He's practicing full.
There have already been multiple reports saying that Rawls is going to be eased back in, and they're going to take it slow. And I think, listen, I'm as skeptical as you are. I want Thomas Rawls back on that field because I think he's the best pure running back that they've got. I don't think ProSize, I know he had 24 touches last week. I just don't think he's that great of a running back.
There's a 5-game sample size where Chris DeMichael was the only guy without Rawls there, and 4 of them he got you 10 more fantasy points. So it doesn't mean that he needs much. Rawls just needs 10 touches. That's it.
So who do you like better?
I like Rawls better, but it's close. I like ProSize better in PPR.
I do too. The problem is I feel that way, but I'm nervous about it. I think there's a chance Rawls could score.
If they're at the 5, who's getting the
it
carry?
It should be Rawls.
So Rawls will get you 40 and a touchdown.
Okay. Next up, Jamie, you've got the Patriots, and specifically their pass-catching running backs.
When Deion Lewis is healthy, he will take over for James White.
James White will be mostly irrelevant, you think?
Yes.
Okay.
James White's been mostly irrelevant the last 2 weeks anyway.
Yeah. Heath, you've got the Ravens.
I want to see it this week. I think Kenneth Dixon should get a larger share of the workload. Terrence West has been awful once again. It was a nice little spurt that he had there. I'd rather own Dixon than West right now.
Dave, you've got the Philadelphia Eagles.
I don't trust Ryan Matthews.
Do you trust Darren Sproles? Like, who gets the most work? What do you think?
I think Sproles.
Doug Peterson.
No, I don't trust Doug Peterson either. I think this is a Sproles game, but I would have said that last week too, and it would have been wrong. I don't see them running on Seattle.
But Dave, he had a toothache.
I don't care.
Okay. And Jamie, you've got the Giants.
Hold on. Let me start a dumpster fire. Rashad Jennings is still their guy, unfortunately.
I got a feeling about him this week.
He should be okay.
I do too. I got him top 25.
Yeah. I mean, he's flexish.
Look at what he did, Rashad Jennings, in week 1 against Dallas. Fairly similar, not quite as good to what he did last week. And he went, he missed some time, but he basically went 2 months without having another even decent game. So, week could be fine.
That was the problem. Well, first off, he was hurt, so you can't really
hurt a little bit, but yeah. You know how I feel about Rashad Jennings. He was not good last week. I don't care what anyone says. Injuries, news, and notes, just to finish it off.
He wasn't bad.
He was bad. He was bad until the final drive. How many passes did they throw to him that went absolutely nowhere? What, Heath?
Is he their best bet right now?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
That's the unfortunate situation. Right?
Yeah. All right, injuries, news, and notes. Jordan Matthews expects to play through a back issue. I'm not sure we're going to want to start many Eagles this week at Seattle, but that game's tomorrow. Jeremy Maclin missed practice. We'll talk about Tyreek Hill in a bit. Larry Fitzgerald missed practice, but he expects to play, right?
Mm-hmm.
DeSean Jackson returned to practice, but his status is unclear. We are previewing that game today. Will Fuller practiced. On Fuller, I think we're going to talk about Hopkins in a bit, but does his health influence your opinion on DeAndre Hopkins at all?
No.
Okay. Zach Ertz is dealing with a hamstring injury. Do you think he plays this week at Seattle?
Sure.
Yeah, I think so.
Are you excited to start him?
No.
Oh, not excited.
No.
Bruce Arians said Patrick Peterson is going to shadow Stephon Diggs. I would like to point out that only happened for a little bit in the Seahawks game. He was shadowing Doug Baldwin. He got annoyed, and he stopped shadowing Doug Baldwin. But are you with this news? Is Stephon Diggs a sit now?
Yes.
He's a number 3, not a number 2.
Right. And he's a number 2 in PPR. I still think he can catch a lot of passes.
I'd be nervous because Matthew's going to play too.
He's going to be a number 2 if you start him.
When the guys have been on the field, when those guys have been on the field together, they've been pretty good against slot receivers.
And Diggs did have a bad game against them last year. I feel like the targets are still going to be there for him, Peterson or no Peterson.
I think he's the first receiver in NFL history with 2 straight 13 catch games. Is that true?
Yeah, I think he's going to get like just 12 this week. Maybe 11, maybe.
All right. Some offensive line updates. David Bakhtiari practiced for Green Bay, their left tackle, but he's not a lock to play, and guard TJ Lang did not practice. Meanwhile, Clay Matthews, linebacker for the Packers, might play. He did return to practice. They need him. He makes their defense a lot better. The Dolphins are going to be without left tackle Brandon Albert at the Rams, but the offsetting news is that Robert Quinn might not play, and reserve defensive end Eugene Sims may not be able to play either. And Baltimore guard Marshall Yanda returned to practice, which was good to see. Okay, let's do some emails and tweets really quickly here. I wanted to read this because we talked about consolidating talent. So Jared wants to know, should I trade David Johnson for Odell Beckham and LeGarrette Blount? I've already made the playoffs. So would you give up David Johnson for Beckham and Blount? I had a tough time with this one.
What's his receivers look like? Do you know?
Yeah, I want to know who he's replacing as a receiver.
No, I don't know.
Well, we can't answer.
It's definitely enough for David Johnson.
Yeah.
You should theoretically get more fantasy points per week with Beckham and Blount, but again, who are you taking out of your lineup at receiver? If you've got like Marvin Jones or DeAndre Hopkins and you just need to fill that spot, filling it with Odell Beckham Jr. is pretty good.
So it feels like a fair trade to you.
It's more than fair for David Johnson.
Okay. Kyle wants to know for tonight. I got some tweets about tonight. Kelvin Benjamin, Rishard Matthews, or Davante Adams, PPR. Pick one. Kelvin Benjamin, Rishard Matthews, Davante Adams.
Adams.
Benjamin.
I would go Adams.
Two Adams, one Benjamin. Josh Givens, standard scoring. Ingram, Crowder, or Marvin Jones in flex? Ingram, Crowder, Marvin Jones.
Crowder.
I would also go with Jameson.
Yeah, Crowder.
I love that matchup for Washington.
Crowder it is. Elvin, Breeze or Brady?
Breeze. I need to drop Brady below him. I'd start Breeze over him.
I'll still go Brady.
Okay, and Brent wants to know if I bonanzaed Jamie's softball game last night.
I got a lot of that.
No, I did not. I didn't even know about it, but I am sorry. And John from Spain, originally from Spain, said to me, Adam, when you mentioned that you had gone to the Giants game on Monday by yourself, all I could picture was you sitting there knitting a blue and white Giants sweater and beanie with hopes to give someone to wear at the next game. Maybe you and Heath can go together and hash things out. Hashtag piece of garbage. I did call you a piece of garbage yesterday, Heath. I apologize.
Oh, thank you. I
just the Adam Azer apology tour today. And since John asked that question, he wants to know, Kelvin Benjamin, Golden Tate, Kelvin Beasley.
I don't know Kelvin Beasley.
Kelvin Benjamin, Golden Tate, Cole Beasley, or Willie Snead. So he's got a lot of Thursday night action here. Benjamin, Tate, Beasley, Snead, half point PPR, pick one.
Tate.
Benjamin.
All right. And Pat from Ohio, finally, what in the world did I hear at the end of yesterday's podcast? Was that a ghost singing, or was it Dave singing his Lost Bet song?
It was a ghost.
Next week, we are performing Dave's Lost Bet song, and by tomorrow, we'll figure out what that song's going to be. Two you like and two you don't. Let's go to Dave's, too. He likes Rishard Matthews at the Colts, and he likes Andy Dalton, who we discussed. Let's go to Rishard Matthews, Dave. What are you thinking this week?
Yeah, I like a receiver that scored and five of his last six games, and I think he's got something to do with Marcus Mariota playing well, and Indianapolis is not good against the pass, and I think Tennessee, as much as they'll run the ball, they'll throw it too, and Rishard Matthews, I realize he's got a pretty low floor if he doesn't score that touchdown, but I like his chances to score against Indianapolis, so I'm starting him this week, low-end number two wide receiver.
Is it funny, though, that of the games that he's had this stretch, the one where he didn't score against was against the Colts?
Sure, that's interesting. Doesn't bother me one bit. I don't think there's something magical that the Colts do.
They've actually been good against receivers.
Well, do they still get credit? Does Vontae Davis still get credit? You know, we talk about good cornerbacks all the time. Is he still one of those?
He's not moving at all, and Matthews generally lines up on the opposite side of the field.
Okay. They've allowed seven touchdowns to I've got the wrong side. Indianapolis has allowed 206 yards per game and five touchdowns to a receiver in their last two.
I've decided that in my quest to make peace with Rishard Matthews, I'm just going to view him like a tight end. I'm just going to call him a tight end. If he scores a touchdown, he's good.
Which is funny because Delanie Walker puts up numbers like a stud wide receiver.
Right. He's their number one wide receiver, and Rishard Matthews is their tight end.
All right. Jamie's two, because the other one for Dave was Dalton. Jamie likes Eli Rogers and Tyreek Hill. So these are some waiver wire receivers. Rogers is still only 29% owned. That blows my mind. And Tyreek Hill is 40% owned.
29%?
It might be. It might be more now, but as of yesterday, it was 29% for Eli Rogers. It is now 33. So, Jamie, who do you like better, Rogers or Hill?
Rogers. I think you look at just the offense he plays in, and the matchup is fantastic. I mean, think about what slot receivers have done against Cleveland all season, even just the last 2 weeks. They just can't cover that spot. And so, Rogers.
Can they cover any spot?
No. Rogers has got a great opportunity. Targets have been there for him the last two games. You look at the receiving core, banged up with Wheaton and my favorite player now of all time, Sammy Coates. And Hayward Bay, too. And so I think you look at, he's the second guy at this point behind Brown, not including Le'Veon Bell, but He's the second guy in the passing game, and I think he's got a good, another good opportunity to be in that 10-point range.
The non-number one receiver has caught a touchdown against Cleveland in five straight games.
But the slot guys have done.
Yeah, slot guys are some of the non-number one receivers.
Yeah. Multiple pass catchers have scored double-digit fantasy points in standard in 8 of 10 games against Cleveland. Five times it's been wide receivers. I don't see how Eli Rogers doesn't have a good game. I can't believe his ownership. Like if you're struggling, you know, would you start Eli Rogers over Kelvin Benjamin or Willie Snead?
I would over Snead.
Yeah, Snead is really close. That's the right range.
Okay. And Tyreek Hill, Jamie, obviously this is Macklin dependent, right?
100%. I mean, he'd still be okay flex in a PPR league if Macklin plays. But, I mean, he's almost must-start worthy without Macklin in there. You look at what he's done, certainly last week, you know, what the targets were there, 10 catches. He was the number one guy. And with the routes that he's running, these little short routes, it's perfect for Alex Smith.
And so, he's running deep routes, too. It's just Alex Smith can't get him the ball.
Well,
that's one of the problems.
I think Alex Smith is just farsighted. He just can't see.
Well, he tried last week. He underthrew one. He got picked up. Well, they're going to try, and that's good enough for me. I think there's so much upside with
it. It's all about the effort. If you just try.
It's so, you know what's weird, though? Like, why is he better than Macklin? He's good when Macklin's out, but when Macklin's in, why isn't Macklin good? You know, it's just very – he's been so bad this year. What a bust. But, all right, anyway.
Because Macklin doesn't have the speed to make plays after the catch like Hill does.
Well, he had 1,000 yards last year. He had a pretty good year. So, Heath, you never gave me the two you like, so I'm just going to guess.
Well, that's because I hit reply on the email and not reply all, so Dave knows who I like, but nobody else knows who I like.
All right, so we're going to play Name That Player.
Oh, all right.
All right, so.
Basically, me and Adam are playing Name That Player.
Yes. Well, I mean, Scott, too, and everybody at home.
Yes.
All right, this is a running back.
Spencer Ware.
You're out. This is a running back who has had three terrible games in a row and is on a winless football team.
Isaiah Crowell.
You do not like Isaiah Crowell.
You got it.
I kind of like Isaiah Crowell. The Pittsburgh Steelers run game has been pretty awful without Hayward in the middle.
Run defense.
Been pretty awful without Hayward in the middle. There's a chance this is a game where both teams are going to struggle to throw the ball a little bit because of the conditions.
Potentially. And, yeah. I don't want to start him because of the conditions. I don't want to say that on a Thursday. Now, okay. If it comes
to
Sunday,
a chance.
Sure. But
gosh.
Like, I kind of like Crowell just for the, he's one of these running backs this week that I think has a chance to score.
Is it the fewer than 30 yards in four of his last five games? Is that why you like Isaiah Crowell?
That's exactly why.
Look at his receiving numbers though, Adam. He's actually been catching, I think, an average of like three passes.
I mean, when I say I like him as like a back end number two running back.
Yeah, Hugh Jackson came out and said that they got away from him too much over the last few weeks. And there's just a lot of things that make sense to kind of buy into Crowell, aside from what he's done. You know, so if you're looking at it from he's catching the ball more, the Steelers are down their best run stopper. They've been bad against the run even when he's been there. And Hugh Jackson saying that there's a chance for him. I mean, it just kind of makes sense that if he's been on your bench, you need a flex this week. You need a number two running back if you're stuck. There are certainly worse options out there. Like, I feel more comfortable with him, as bad as he's been the last 3 weeks, than Ryan Matthews, who's coming off that monster game the week before.
It's crazy.
And you know
I
like
way.
To pick players for this that have not been doing well, and then pick players that I don't like that have been doing well.
Sure. Now, would you start DeAndre Hopkins or Crowell?
I'll still start Hopkins, because I like him too. That's number two on my I like list.
Oh, really?
This is Adam. You got that one.
Oh, good for me. I win. Name that player.
Name that player without even a clue being given.
That was outstanding. The Raiders secondary is not good. And Amerson has been rated very well this year as a corner.
You said rated or rated?
Rated. Rated. He gets his hands on a lot of balls, but other than that, he gets beat all the time. And I think Hopkins beats him deep at least once.
Okay, Dave, this is DeAndre Hopkins is actually someone that you don't like this week.
Bring it, Dave.
I believe in the Houston defense. I think they've been playing well. I think
Oakland defense.
Oh, that's right. Oakland defense has been playing well. What did I say, Houston?
Yes. Yeah, and then you said
what? I said that.
I do that all the time.
Oakland defense has also been playing well of late, and I wonder if it's just because they've changed just something in their scheme. I think they've used Sean Smith a little bit less.
Or
he's been
played
hurt.
Alex Smith and Trevor Siemian into the last 3 weeks.
That's true.
That helps.
All right, but let's look at the wide receivers they faced recently. Allen Robinson, Mike Evans, Demaryius Thomas. All bad games against the Raiders. The Raiders were awful against number one receivers to start the year, first five games. And then since then, they've really been a lot better.
Not facing a good quarterback this week either. So it's
right. Exactly. I feel like Osweiler's regressed a little bit. That offensive line's taken some hits along the way, and I wonder if that's hurting Osweiler.
I will say, per our friends at Pro Football Focus, Amerson's one of only six corners that's giving up more than 2 yards per coverage snap. And he's given up more than 11 yards per target.
He's tightened it up lately. Reggie Nelson has tightened it up.
I just want to know, does it matter? I mean, we've looked at Hopkins in good matchups before, and we've been excited.
Well, this isn't even that good of a matchup. We're saying that it's...
Yeah, it might not be.
Well, he thinks it's a good one.
I think it's a good matchup. I don't think Amerson's good.
Well, what do you think DeAndre Hopkins... Like, if DeAndre Hopkins gets me 9 fantasy points, I'm a happy camper.
Right. Well,
so you're saying he's going to get me 9?
I think he's going to get you 9.
He might get you 15. 15? Like
14.
You think he's going to score?
Wow. Like, you don't think he's going to score again this year?
I think he's never going to score another touchdown in his career.
Would you start Hopkins or Steve Smith?
I don't feel good. I love Steve Smith this week.
Hopkins over Smith.
I like Smith better.
Would you start Hopkins or Giovanni Bernard?
I might go Hopkins over Gio.
I'm getting pretty cold on Gio.
Me too.
All right. Okay, let's go to two you don't like. Heath, two you don't like. Let's see, Tom Brady and anyone else, any other studs?
Dave wants to do a name that
player. I have a clue.
Guess that player again.
All right, but we're getting a little late in the show, so I'm trying to pick it up here.
He played tight end at Harvard.
Ooh, I don't know.
He's from Naperville, Illinois. Went to Naperville Central High School. So he's a smart cookie.
He scored a touchdown the last 3 weeks.
He's actually...
Cameron Brate.
Cameron Brate is correct. Did you know he used to be a part of the New Orleans Saints organization?
No.
He was. He came into the NFL with Tampa Bay and then New Orleans and then back to Tampa Bay.
It's a bad matchup. There's too many other good streaming options. I'm not dropping him because I want to start him in the playoffs, but I'm not playing him this week.
The one thing that worries me, the matchup is terrible. You're right, but is he too ingrained in that offense to get ignored or taken away?
How is Greg Olsen ingrained in the Panthers offense?
He gets a few targets.
Yeah,
it's week after week. They're killing tight ends.
I don't trust him either. I'm just saying.
Yeah, sure. You're right, Jamie. I mean, it was I don't remember who it was several weeks ago. I was like, really? You're that low on this tight end against Kansas City? And you said it and you were dead on. So, who else, Heath?
This receiver was born on January 20th, 1993.
He plays for your favorite team.
He has two capital letters in his first name.
Sterling Shepard.
Is that an AFC home game this week?
Oh my other favorite team, which is also not a AFC home game, by the way. But you're talking about Devontae Parker?
Devontae Parker.
You are good at this game.
You are really good at this game. 5 catches, 103 yards last week. I don't even know how many passes Ryan Tannehill is going to throw, but the Rams have been much better against receivers with Trumaine Johnson back. I think Parker gets more of Johnson than anybody else. Sit him.
This game has 10-6 written all over it.
Yeah. You know, if we could just knock this game out, is there anyone you want to start? You guys have Jay Ajayi right around 8th in both formats. Is there anyone else you want to start in this game?
I don't want to start Todd Gurley, but I will.
You don't have to.
What else do you have? Do you like Isaiah Crowell enough to start him?
Not over Gurley, no.
Gurley. Yeah, I can't pull the trigger on that either.
And
Does anybody have a feeling about Jared Goff? Like,
no.
A semblance?
No.
You don't, Heath, do you?
About what?
Jared Goff?
Jared Goff.
Jeff Fisher does not have a good feeling.
Do you have a good feeling about Jared Goff?
No.
Scott?
I don't have any
feeling. No, Scott's shaking his head.
No feeling.
Adam, do you have any feeling about
Jared
Goff?
No, and I was going to say, you know, Kenny Britt would have a pretty good matchup if Case Keenum were playing, but you guys have Kenny Britt just outside your top 30. I don't want to start Kenny Britt. I don't want to start Gurley. I don't want to start anybody but Ajayi in this game and the DSTs. Fair?
Fair.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fair.
Yeah. We can talk a little bit more about Gurley later. I know Dave does not like Jarvis Landry, so let's stay on him. Jarvis Landry or DeAndre Hopkins?
I'll go Hopkins.
Hopkins.
As much as I don't like Hopkins. Landry and PPR might be a little closer, but he hasn't been good the past few weeks, and a lot of it has to do with Ajayi coming on. Last week it had to do with Devontae Parker coming on, and nowhere near the same amount of targets that he's getting this year compared to last year. Catches aren't too far off, and the yardage is off a little bit, and the touchdowns have never been there. I just don't feel good starting him.
So are you guys starting Eli Rogers over Jarvis Landry?
Oh, yes. We should name like five receivers people should start without any hesitation over Eli Rogers, because if Rogers is out there in two-thirds of CBS leagues, this is a guy people can pick up and start right away. And you, so Landry is one of those guys.
Wait. I think you said it backwards. These are guys that you should start Rodgers over. You prefer Rodgers to these guys.
Rashard Matthews.
I don't know if I'd do that. And you said who? Jameson Crowder?
No, I'm confused now. I thought you were saying
guys. I want to name Jarvis receivers Landry that people might have on their team that should be benched for Eli Rodgers.
Okay.
And Landry is one of those guys. I think DeAndre Hopkins is one.
I would start Rodgers over Terrell Pryor this week.
Mike Wallace.
I think it's really close. I've had a hard time between those two, and I see it that way.
I don't trust the quarterback situation in Cleveland at all right now.
I don't blame you one bit for that. Mike Wallace is another one. Sterling Shepard is another one.
Golden Tate.
Yep. In a non-PPR, I'm with you on that
one. I would say PPR too. He's catching four passes, six passes the week before. I
mean, what about Stephon Diggs?
Oh, I like Rodgers better than Diggs.
I would do Rodgers over Diggs too.
Move Diggs down. I hadn't moved him down that far.
Where do you have Eli Rodgers?
It's not that you haven't moved him down that far. You haven't moved Rodgers up that much.
Oh, okay.
All right. And
I like Eli Rodgers a lot.
Two we don't like here. We did Heath's. Dave is Jarvis Landry and DeAndre Hopkins. Jamie is Terrell Pryor and Derek Carr. So we talked about Carr. You just mentioned you'd start Eli Rodgers over Pryor. What do you expect from Pryor this week?
I mean, Pryor's great. It's just he's being brought down by the quarterback situation. It's not even about the Pittsburgh defense, because you saw they're beatable. Dez Bryant beat them easily last week. And so it's just really a play against the Browns quarterbacks. At what point does Hugh Jackson get trigger happy again and put in Josh McCown, who looked awful? And so you see with the targets being a little bit more spread around when Corey Coleman's now on the field. Pryor, I think, has what, one good game with Coleman, one bad game with Coleman. And so it's really just, you're not benching.
The one good game is 10 fantasy points.
Right. Not great, but good.
5 for 47 and a touch.
Yep. He's not benefiting at all by his quarterbacks. It's the same thing with DeAndre Hopkins. You know, if you downgrade Hopkins because of Osweiler, you have to downgrade Pryor. And the talent certainly favors Hopkins over Pryor, in my opinion. So I'll take my chances more with Hopkins over Pryor. To me, Pryor is a third receiver. You're not benching him outright, but he's just
such an underpin.
I would start both Rodgers and Tyreek Hill over Terrell Pryor.
I'm with you on Hill.
If Mac
Rodgers is just, I feel like Pryor, how safe is Pryor to get to 10 fantasy points? Maybe he's just not that safe anymore. He's been under 10 yards per catch in 6 of his last 7 games.
I don't see a difference between him and Rashard Matthews at this point, because it's not like Pryor's going out there and getting 100.
Well, Matthews is scoring a bunch of
times. All right, hey, would you start Robert Woods over Terrell Pryor?
I don't know if I'm there yet.
No.
But I could see it in PPR.
All right. And would you start Ryan Matthews over Terrell Pryor?
No.
Okay. Damn, you know, Matthews, such a shame. Big week, and then, hey, sorry, you got to go to Seattle. All right, I want to tell you all about Buffalo Wild Wings again, because no team goes into the season without a game plan, and Buffalo Wild Wings knows that football fans need a game plan that's built for game day glory. A game plan that should include 21 signature sauces and seasonings, a great lineup of beer taps, and an arsenal of wall-to-wall TVs. Now, all of those details make for a game day game plan that can't be beat. So win or lose, if you're a football fan, you still win at having the best game day atmosphere around. That's Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports, we do it for you because you're a football fan. First game in the AFC home game slate is a game that involves no AFC teams. Green Bay at Washington on Sunday night.
Can I say something real quick before we get there?
Yeah.
The great author of Naughty Nana and a parent of one of our esteemed analysts on this podcast wished me a well wishes for my hand to feel better.
Aww. That's nice.
Yes, and you can go get Naughty Nana on Palm Circle Press.
Yeah, and this is the time of year when you're starting to look for holiday gifts for kids.
Yes.
Strongly recommend checking out palmcirclepress.com.
And you could pressure a certain podcast host to buy another one.
Yeah, and you could try to find a way to get me one of those freaking Nintendo classics, because I almost got one yesterday. And I was checking out in my Walmart online, and as I was like checking out and putting in my shipping stuff, it sold out. So
maybe it's like gotten in your car and driven over there.
You couldn't do that. They were selling them online for like 2 minutes at a certain time, and I thought I got it. And as I was putting in my information,
Dave, I know Adam, somebody with a truck.
Dave, meet Adam. Adam, meet Dave. Dave, you might not know this, but Adam does not have a car. does not leave his apartment.
It's not only that, they don't have them in store. They don't, it's not even an option.
Leave his
apartment. Does this item actually exist?
No, Nintendo, I am so mad at Nintendo. They make this unbelievable thing, they price it for $60, which is incredible. They make like six of them. There are six people in the whole country, in the whole world, that have this Nintendo because they did not make enough. Idiotic. Green Bay at Washington.
Super Azer Brothers.
Green Bay.
Oh, I saw a picture of your brother with the Big Show yesterday.
What?
I saw a picture of your brother with the Big Show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He must have looked 4 feet tall.
Yeah, kind of like you next to Dave.
Yeah. Green Bay has allowed 30 or more points in four of their last five games. The only exception was Chicago, and Brian Hoyer got hurt extremely early. So Kirk Cousins is ninth for Jamie and Heath, seventh for Dave. We do like Cousins quite a bit. Start or sit Fat Rob?
I like Fat Rob this week.
Yeah, me too.
I think the Pack. Remember when the Packers' run defense was really good, Adam?
It's still good.
They're still really good. They've allowed four rushing touchdowns.
Touchdowns, yes. But that's because they're giving up so many points. They're not giving up a ton of yards,
though. 4 yards per carry to running backs in their last three games.
What is it?
4.8 yards per carry to running backs.
All right, most of that was DeMarco Murray's one long run.
And Ezekiel Elliott.
And Ezekiel Elliott.
I think the thing, like, they were really good against no-name running backs. They were really terrible against Ezekiel Elliott and DeMarco Murray. Which one is Rob Kelly more of?
He's more like Ezekiel Elliott and DeMarco Murray.
Okay. Yeah. Well, all right.
He's awesome.
I mean, look.
He's been great for Washington.
He had
a
great game against the Bengals, right?
He had 22 carries, and he scored a touchdown. Look, I like him, too, because he's gotten 20 carries two straight games, but he's not Ezekiel Elliott and DeMarco Murray.
Back in number two.
I think he's a mid-tier number two. And the fact is he's going to get 15-plus carries against a team that is struggling for the second straight game on the road.
Yeah.
By the way, they had to play three straight games on the road. And his offensive line really came through last week. Remember, that was the concern, was can they withstand not having Trent Williams on the field? I think that he was more than adequate. And so I would not be surprised if he's in the same range again, 80 yards rushing and a touchdown. And there was an interesting stat on from ESPN Washington. Of his last 60 carries, only two have gone for negative yards. So everything, for the most part, that he's touching the ball, he's moving forward.
I just wanted to add that Pete Prisco on the Roughing the Passer podcast talked about how he's watching film of the Redskins game, and I don't know the guy's name, but the fill-in for Trent Williams, he said, actually did a very nice job.
And we talked about him, Ty Ensekhi.
Okay, there you go. Now, moving on.
How to say his name.
Moving on. Jameson Crowder we like. What about Garcon or DeSean Jackson if he plays? Because, you know, obviously there's chance here for a lot of points, and we like Cousins.
I like Garcon as a flex if Jackson doesn't play. If Jackson does play, then I don't really like either one of them.
Isn't that like Garcon a PPR flex? Or PPR? Because I think he's really only a PPR guy.
I don't think it's – like, I don't know. I know Jameson Crowder has caught a lot more touchdowns than Garcon has, but I don't know that means that he's that much more likely to catch a touchdown this week. I think they're both – like, Crowder's going to have more catches and more yards, but – I think Garcon's going to be around 6 to 8 points, probably.
Yeah, he just kind of lives in that six range. You know, it's very rare that he leaves that range. And the thing I like about it, I would actually prefer Jackson not to play because it gives you another option at tight end. Nobody's feeling comfortable starting DeSean Jackson. You've seen Vernon Davis the last 2 weeks really step up and play well. And I think he's caught George Maselli, one of our editors here, told me this. I haven't looked it up, but he said he's caught all 16 of his targets.
In his last three games, he's caught all 14 of his targets.
14
of 14.
That's a pretty reliable weapon for Kirk Cousins, and he's looked great.
His last four games, 11, 7, 9, and 12.
All right, let's wrap up here. That's interesting as a tight end, too, maybe. And Jordan Reed, obviously, we're going to start. Fifth for Jamie, second for Dave and Heath. Start Aaron Rodgers. Do you feel comfortable at all starting James Starks? Would you start James Starks over Ryan Matthews?
Yes.
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 Would you start James Starks or Rob Kelly?
Kelly.
Starks or Ingram?
I think I have Starks ahead of Ingram.
Starks.
Washington's allowed that touchdown to a running back in three straight games. 4.6 yards per carry on the year to running backs.
Yeah. Kind of interesting, though. Starks has been more of a factor in the passing game, I think, throughout his career, or at least last year and last week. Redskins have been great against pass-catching running backs, no more than 31 yards to any running back and no touchdowns so far. This will be a different test. The Green Bay wide receivers, rank them. Jamie.
Jordy 1, Adams 2, Cobb 3.
That's fine.
That's it.
Do you worry about Jordy Nelson getting Josh Norman?
No.
He'll see a lot of them.
I don't.
But Norman stays stationed on one side pretty much.
In this particular game, I can't see him moving.
Yeah, he's going to stay in the put.
Right. And so they're going to take their chances with Bashar Breeland. And that's a size mismatch with both Jordy and Davante Adams.
Okay. I'll start comparing Randall Cobb.
By the way.
I'll start comparing Randall Cobb to some others as we get going here. Tennessee at Indianapolis.
Wait, you forgot the most important part of all. It's a revenge game. Christian Michael against his former team.
Oh, right. So are we starting Christian Michael?
Came from the playoffs a year ago.
Is there anything? What do you want me to say right now? Like, Christian Michael, are we starting him?
No.
He's joking.
It was a joke. You were supposed to laugh.
Okay. Tennessee at Indianapolis. Ha ha ha! Tennessee at Indianapolis. First meeting was.
What were you saying?
I've got some questions about Jordan Reed just because you've seen some, you know, downturn in production, and last week was bad because Davis was better. You still got to start him, but it's not. I don't think it's. I wouldn't use Jordan Reed daily.
Yeah. No.
Would you use Vernon Davis in daily?
More so than Reed because the price is probably much better.
I like Delanie Walker in daily, by the way.
I do too.
Yeah. You and 75% of the people.
You have to splurge, but. Could be, thanks. Could be you piece of garbage.
Whoa, wow.
Which quarterback do you like better in this game, Mariota or Luck?
Mariota.
Luck.
All right, they're both great though, right? Both set up for big game. This might get the B word tomorrow. I'm just warning everybody here. We kind of covered this game. Both Hilton and Moncrief are starters. Rashad Matthews is number two or number three? Receiver.
Low end number two for me.
Flexish.
Okay. DeMarco Murray, you are starting. How do you feel about Franklin Gore?
Must start.
Yeah, he's a number two.
Am I missing anything in this game? I think Jack Doyle, maybe. He had a big game last time he faced him.
But I think Doyle is sneaky.
Yeah, he's sneaky.
Touchdown to a tight end in three of the last four by
Tennessee.
Yeah,
it's just a matter of he hasn't been great when Allen's been on the field.
Yeah.
If he gave you what he gave you last week with the touchdown, that's pretty good.
Yep.
If.
Yeah. Now, if.
Once Dwayne Allen's healthy.
If DeSean Jackson's out, who would you rather start, Vernon Davis or Jack Doyle?
Doyle. Davis.
Doyle.
Any thought at all to Kendall Wright?
Flexish.
See, now that's a guy that I would expect to be owned in however many percentage of leagues Eli Rogers is owned in.
So
I think his ceiling is 8-9, and his floor is 3.
Yeah. All right. Am I missing anything from this game? I mean, it's a start game. We're hoping for a lot here. Okay. Buffalo at Cincinnati. So we did discuss Andy Dalton and why you might like him. Who do you like better, Tyrod Taylor or Andy Dalton?
Dalton.
I like both, but I'll take Dalton.
Okay. Taylor or Derek Carr?
Carr. That's close.
I think I have Taylor one spot ahead of Carr.
Cincinnati allows the fifth most fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks. They allow a ton of touchdowns. Only three teams have allowed more passing touchdowns than the Bengals. So Taylor's 68% owned. Not a bad idea to get him.
That might be my second daily fantasy quarterback.
The only thing that makes me nervous about Taylor is the second passing touchdown because he's had three straight games with a rushing touchdown.
Yeah.
You could have said this a couple different times this year, and it's narrative-y, and I usually shoot them down, but I've got this gut feeling that this is Cincinnati's last stand.
Oh, yeah.
This is a playoff game for both teams,
home,
no?
Desperation game. I can't believe their defense is really this bad.
It's just old.
I can believe. It's not a terrible defense, but they just don't have, like, much of a pass rush. It is old. They got old.
It's old!
It's too old! Okay, so what does that mean for Robert Woods? 28% owned. Robert Woods or Rashard Matthews? You're going to say Matthews.
Matthews.
So I'm having trouble thinking. All right, let's do Robert Woods or running backs. Robert Woods or Darren Sproles?
Sproles.
Sproles.
Really?
I might take Woods in PPR.
Robert Woods or Carlos Hyde?
Hyde.
Woods in PPR.
I hope Chip Kelly realized that without Jamie Collins, the Patriots cannot stop running backs catching the ball.
Probably realized that.
Throw Carlos Hyde like 3 or 4 passes, please.
Throw him. Wow. All right, so Woods is like a kind of a number three-ish guy.
Low end,
number three. Better in PPR than standard.
There is going to be, if Tyrod Taylor has a good game, a tight end is catching a touchdown. We see it time. Every quarterback who's played well against Cincinnati in fantasy has thrown a touchdown to a tight end. Tight ends like Xavier Grimble, Jesse James, John Phillips, Jarrell Adams, and then Gronkowski and Reed. So I know you guys aren't going to say that to play Charles Clay, but could be interesting. There could be a tight end touchdown in there.
Richie Incognito scores.
There you go. Now, as we look at the running backs for the Bengals, I'm going to throw my hands up in the air and say, I have no idea. So what do you guys think about Bengals running backs?
You're starting Hill as number two, but I don't feel good about it. And Gio is more of a flex.
All right. Yeah, Hill scored a touchdown in, what, three or four straight games?
Oh, I agree. I was tooting the Gio horn.
But really, last week's the first time that it happened where they didn't get him more involved, and they lost. So I think they go back. I actually still think Gio's better.
I hope you're right. I have a lot of Gio.
Because if Jimmy Hill doesn't score, he's terrible.
You know, it is worth noting that before last week, as Jamie was mentioning, like they had the bye, but it's easy to forget. Gio had four pretty solid games in a row before last week.
It was their guy. They came out of their bye week and they flipped it, and their offense did not play well.
They did that last year too.
Stupid.
It is stupid. It's stupid.
And Tyler Eifert, third for Jamie, first for Dave, fifth for Heath. And so you guys, I feel bad for you. No Gronkowski this week. You had to change your tight end rankings a little bit. Couldn't just throw Gronk at one. But you're going to start Tyler Eifert. You're going to start AJ Green. I'm assuming no other Cincinnati wide receivers, right?
Correct, Jim.
Okay. Tampa Bay is at Kansas City. How do we feel about Jameis Winston here?
Don't like him.
Yeah. I think he's going to throw a lot, and he could get production that way. But there's something about him that I just can't put my finger on that I don't like either.
He's been as up and as down on the road as you could possibly get. Great at Atlanta. Great at San Francisco. Awful at Arizona. And awful at...
Chris Towers was like the biggest Jameis fan ever
Carolina?
The first month of the season.
Yeah.
And he was looking at the numbers earlier this week and made the comparison of Jameis to Bortles last year, which is a little bit gross. But numbers-wise, it looks really close. He's just... And that's what I worry about is he's not done a very good job of taking care of the football. And this Chiefs defense, I don't feel like is great in terms of stopping teams, but they can turn it over in a hurry.
Well, you're getting Justin Houston back. They're down another offensive lineman because Sweezy's not going to play. I think they're going to try and run the ball a little bit more now that Martin's healthy.
They need to.
And Braith's going to be negated.
Right.
So now he's down.
Right. So how many times this year has he had multiple touchdowns in a passing game without the tight end catching one? Or let me put it this way. Multiple touchdowns to wide receivers or running backs in the same game.
Well, two games ago, he had the late touchdown to Humphreys after Evans scored.
Okay.
Well, look, this will be the last game we do today, so we can spend some time on it. But Kansas City has a 5-game winning streak. They're allowing 15 points per game to Oakland, New Orleans, Indianapolis, Jacksonville, and Carolina. It's incredibly impressive. However, each of the last four quarterbacks they faced, Breeze, Luck, Bortles, and Cam, have scored 22 or more fantasy points. It's kind
of
weird.
Six of multiple touchdowns, too.
Yes. I just think this is a bad... It's more of a gut feeling. I mean, it seems like we all feel the same way, but he's been so good for four games in a row, Jameis. He's going on the road. He's, you know, going to have to make some plays without one of his premier playmakers helping him out if the Chiefs defense takes away Brate like they've done every other tight end. And so could Evans score twice? Sure. Could he run for one? Sure. Like Cam did? Absolutely. So I don't think it's... oh my God, you have to get rid of Jameis. Like you would say.
Where do you have him ranked?
15th?
16th? I've got him 12th. 16th, so I'm buying in a little.
Yeah, you're, I think, too optimistic in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
The guys that I struggled with, honestly, with Jameis were Kaepernick and Taylor. Cause I could easily see those two guys being better.
I will say Jameis probably has more upside than most of the guys that we have him ranked behind, but his floor is really low this week.
Right, yeah, I just think with Houston and Ford coming after him.
Are we sure Houston's playing?
He practiced in full yesterday, so okay. I wouldn't anticipate him.
So passing downs will be in there for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, and Doug Martin. So full go with Doug Martin? You feel good about him?
There's not 20 running backs you feel good about. You're starting him.
Okay, but if you know...
There's a pretty good track record of running backs that have gotten at least 15 carries against the Chiefs. He's got, you know, he came off the injured list and got 16 last week. So
yeah, and he scored. And we'll start Mike Evans. Anyone else? No Adam Humphries. No Cameron Brate. Right. So that's easy enough.
I think Humphries is going to have a good game if Jameis is going to have a good game.
But he's outside your top 40.
Are they going to move Evans and just keep him away from Peters all game? Because if they do, then Humphreys.
I don't think. I think Evans is a nightmare for Peters, to be honest.
Yeah, maybe.
He's going to get double teamed. It's going to be the same formula that just about everybody's done against Tampa Bay.
Doug Martin or Spencer Ware?
Ware.
You guys feel good about Ware? He's had two pretty bad games in a row.
He's playing great games.
Easy defense.
Are they?
They're good against
Tampa Bay. They've struggled.
He'll get a good total yardage, 70, 80 total yards. He's not going to have a monster day, but he'll score. They give up touchdowns to running back.
Okay, and I think we talked about Tyreek Hill. Travis Kelce, you guys have him top eight. Tampa Bay, they were destroyed by Greg Olsen. They gave up touchdowns to Michael Rivera and two Falcons guys. But Kelce stinks. Like, I can't. He's so annoying.
He's a tight end.
Kelce doesn't stink. Alex Smith stinks.
Yeah, Kelce stinks for fantasy.
His numbers stink.
Yeah, I know. He's a good player. Would you start Martellus Bennett over Kelce?
Yes.
Would you start Kyle Rudolph or Kelce?
No way.
Would you start the thinking cap, Fedorowicz or Kelce?
Kelce.
All right, so Kelce is a top eight tight end. And that's going to do it for today's show. We've got Houston and Oakland and Pittsburgh and Cleveland to add to the NFC home games for tomorrow's show. We'll also recap tonight's game. Finally, a Thursday night game I'm pretty jacked about. Good stuff. And I want to thank Scott Sheriff for coming in, one of our best listeners. Awesome, awesome guy. Extremely talented. Probably the most talented person. One of the most talented people I've ever met. I mean, he's freaking tours with Carrie Underwood and plays the keyboard. That's amazing.
Before we end the show.
What'd you say?
You think of a lyric you want to sing real quick, and I want Scott to judge your singing ability. as a professional musician.
Well, why don't you? I don't know what to sing.
Row your boat.
Bon Jovi. Hit the high note.
The only thing I could think of was Take It Easy by the Eagles.
Okay, go ahead. Whatever you want.
That's pretty easy, so you shouldn't screw that up.
Acer Idol.
You know what? I'm getting stage fright right now. I'm going to end the show. See you later.
Look at this.